Southbrook families, and welcome to our first episode of For the Family podcast. My name is Eric Fleming. I'm a student pastor here at Southbrook, and we are super excited about this new adventure. I just want to remind you of what this is all about, why we're doing this, and we're doing this to better partner with you, the family. We understand that a lot of parents may come through the doors in the weekend, drop their kids off, and may not have an understanding of exactly what goes on in our programs or in our rooms from week to week. And so this exists to help you understand what is going on during the weekend and how you can carry on the conversations at home during the week. And so each week we'll record a new podcast with a new episode, and we'll bring in staff from each area to share what's going on and hopefully give you some resources and just practical ways for you to carry on the conversation. And so I'm really excited about this. And so we're ready to get rocking. We're ready to get started here. And each episode will be segmented out. We'll do high school. We'll do middle school. We'll do third through fifth grade. We'll do K through second. And at the beginning of each month, we'll also do preschool. So there is no age group left unturned here. You are going to learn it all. And so I'm super excited about our first segment here. We're bringing in Mr. Steve Holt. Steve Holt has been running Epic High School this year. I'm excited about you guys getting to know him, getting to meet him, and just excited about this. What's up, Steve Holt? How are we doing?
I'm well, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm super excited, man.
I feel like we're just sitting in our office.
You know, it is. It's like we're just sitting. We're having a conversation with headphones on.
And without a bookshelf in the way.
Right, without a bookshelf in the way. Yeah, we are separated by a bookshelf. Yeah. All right. For everyone out there, if you don't know who Steve Holt is, it's hard to imagine you don't know who he is. Because Steve Holt, man, is infectious. He has a great personality. Every week you see him in the atrium just greeting people, saying hi. Man is awesome with relationships. And so I'm pretty sure almost everyone knows him. But Steve, if they don't know you, why don't you give us a little taste of who Steve Holt is? Go ahead, man. Go for it.
A little taste of me. wow, okay. Usually because of my personality, everybody forgets I have a family.
Right.
I have a lovely wife named Wendy.
Yeah.
And who has put up with me for a long time. I've lost fingers and toes. I remember how many years that's been, but it's been at least more than I have fingers and toes.
Right.
And we have an older son named Tanner. He's on staff at a church in Virginia.
Cool.
Married to his wife, Katie. They've been married, just a little bit over a year now.
How old is Tanner?
Maybe longer than that.
How old is he?
So you're going to quiz me on these.
Right? Yeah. Right?
I know. My kids are going to kill me.
Because I can't ever remember.
I want to say 21. He's now. Okay. 21. Might be
Tanner, if you're listening,
now.
We apologize.
I'm sorry, Tanner. Right. You know it's dad.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? So, right. And then Hunter is 18. Is that right? Yeah, he's going to be 19. And it might be 19 going to 20. Again, sorry, Hunter. And he is a sophomore at Ohio Christian University.
Cool.
He's on scholarship, plays baseball there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to watch him.
Yeah.
Tanner was also on scholarship at Ohio Christian. So it's kind of both been of fun them. To watch both
yeah.
of them go through that.
Great.
So,
cool.
And then my daughter's name is McKenna, and she is in 11th grade. She's here in the youth group.
Yep.
I've learned real quick, I got to change all my stories. I can't recycle all my stories because McKenna knows them all. She's been
she's
there
heard
since
them
birth.
All. Right.
You know, she can recite them herself. So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we currently live in Liberty Township, just south of Monroe. It takes me about 20 minutes to get here. But,
yeah.
And she goes to Lakota East High School.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got several students in our youth group in high school
down
ministry
there.
That go there. Yeah. So what I do around here, I would like to say I'm just the high school pastor, but I do a lot more than that. So I organize and do lots of things during the week for the high school ministry so we can be ready for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then
for those who don't know, during the week, right? We rattle that off and say that. I do that a lot. Hey, I'm just getting ready for the week. So let them know, like, really, what do you have to do to get ready for each weekend? What do you have to do?
Not just week. I mean, week to week. I mean, in a nutshell, you know, I try to be very relational. So on Mondays, I try to be my relational day. Where, like, if the kids, students have birthdays, I try to send a birthday card.
Right.
If I know that something's going on with them, I try to send them an encouraging card, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Send them a text.
Yeah.
Other moments in the week. Getting ready for the weekend as far as getting food, organizing that, making sure what that looks like.
Right. If you don't know that, the high school students are getting fed every weekend
right.
here at Epic, right. so it's really cool.
And we have some food that rotates in and out of that.
Yep.
We
How about programming? You know, with programming, what do you have to
programming,
do
programming? We got to create a game for that night. Mm-hmm. I work with some of the high school students. You know, so our high school students are great because they we have some of them that come in. They set up all the games. They set up Nine Square and cornhole every week, as well as a sound system. I've got some that come in and actually prepare the food for the weekend, mm-hmm. for that Sunday. So they do a great job as far as the students are concerned. Prepare the message for that Sunday. Make sure the our volunteers know everything that's going on the weekend. Go through the program with them. Send them out a weekly small group questions so they can share those with their small groups. Right. Reminding them also to keep contact, build relationships with the students, because that's where it's all about.
Right.
That's about a week.
And yeah,
that's
if you don't more. Right. There's a lot of other things. And again, if you don't know, if you're unfamiliar, Epic High School is every Sunday night from 5:30 to 8. And there's just a lot of things that do go on with the program and relationships, getting messages ready, getting presentations ready, because, you know, you got slides you're doing, you got worship, which Brian Greenlee, a volunteer of ours, is kind of overseeing and organized from week to week, which is great, which is a band full of students. So it's really cool what Steve's got going on, and our students are pretty incredible. So if you've never experienced that, you got a high school student, man, I encourage you to jump in on that, check that out. Yeah. They'll be there this Sunday night. Doing their thing. And so, again, what we're wanting to do here is lay out for you really what content there was, and in this regard, for high school. And Steve's going to talk about a little bit here about what they spoke about. It's really 2 weeks ago, because if you don't know, Southbrook, we were canceled Sunday.
Snowmageddon.
We had some snow canceling. What is that, like the second time in 12 years? It's incredible.
Like
and hopefully that's not going to happen this week, as another one has been forecast for the weekend. But they didn't have Epic High School. And so Steve's going to talk about the last time they got together, which was 2 weekends ago, and share with you kind of the series we're in, kind of the overview of that, and hopefully you'll better understand what your student is learning. And really, you may learn some things yourself, to be honest, and as well to carry on the conversation. That's key. That is key, because we don't want to be a place where the weekend is it. And if anything, you guys that have kids, you understand this, you know this. They come home from school, my own kids are like this. I say, hey, what'd you learn today? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Right, I don't know, right? They give you that one. Or hey, how's everybody doing? Oh, we're fine, right? And so we want to help you, again, just equip you to have better conversations at home during the week, to keep carrying on with what we're doing on the weekend. Because, man, it's all about our kids and students living like Jesus. And so during the week is the most important, and we know that you have all the time with the kids, and so we just want to help you out. So, Steve, 2 weekends ago, tell everybody what series you're in, right? What series you're in right now, and what that focus is, and what you guys talked about to kick off that series.
Yes. So two weekends ago, we started off a new series called Mine. It's a 5-week series, might be a 4-week series now because of the snow.
Right.
But 2 weeks ago, we started this series, and our first session, basically, we kind of touched on the wise and the foolish builder and where you build your foundation of faith. Talked about how your foundation, if you're wise, the wise builder built on a rock, which is Jesus.
Right.
And so you want to start to build your faith on that strong foundation. And then on top of that, to the key point that weekend was that strong faith is about doing, not just knowing.
Right.
And there are lots of things that you can know about. You can know, like, you know, you go on a vacation. I'm going to go on a vacation to Belize or on a cruise or something like that. And you can talk about it and look at pictures online. And knowing information is one thing, but going and doing and experiencing that is a whole different ballgame.
Right.
So that's really what this series is about. It's kind of kickoff to our students, our high school students, owning their faith.
Right.
And so each week from here on out, we will touch on a point of, okay, how do I grow my faith? How do I make my faith not just my parents, because they brought me to church at an early age? How do I begin to own that as a high school student and be able to live that out?
That's great. And if you don't know, that's Matthew 7:24, where Jesus is really, he says, anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise. So the key there is the following. Like, man, we can all listen, right? We know that. We can all listen to this, but it's when it comes to when the rubber meets the road, if you're putting that into action, right? And
correct.
So, man, we know that just with students as well as adults, we all are guilty of that at times, where sometimes we struggle to put these things into action. So.
Right.
That's great. So that was week one. And so you're in the midst of a 5-week series,
correct?
Right, called Mine. And so each week when a student leaves, there's like this, if you want to say like a bottom line or a sentence takeaway, Steve, what would that be for that week? What's that one liner that you wanted the students to take away to kind of stick with them?
So that week going away with is here's what we and we every series and every message we give on a weekend, every talk, we want to leave them with something. And so that was basically strong faith is about doing, not just knowing. I just kind of mentioned that. So that was week one. And then again, this next week we'll have another one. But along with that, beginning every series, and you got that in your parent email last weekend, two weeks ago, about a parent cue. I sent out a parent cue to everybody. So you get a high school parent email every week. But at the beginning of every series, I sent out what's called a parent cue. And in that, it follows along exactly what we're talking about every week. It tells our main point that I'm going to share and drive home that point with them every Sunday. And then it gives you some talking points. And I realize, hey, I have a high school student. I had high school students. I understand, you know, we just want to encourage you to find time in the car. These are very creative, the way these are put together. Yep. And so as you're, you know, you don't really drive your high school student around anymore, hardly, unless they're freshmen possibly. But find a time when your student is a place where you can have a conversation. Sometimes it's the dinner table. We're a busy society. Maybe there's not so much the dinner table anymore. I know with my son, I could lay in the bed next to him when he was kind of about ready to go to bed, and that was the time I could most speak to him.
Yeah.
And you just got to find that moment with your high school student where they're wanting to talk, and maybe that's a moment you can share one of these questions to find out what they talked about. But this cue sheet, it breaks it down. There's a morning time, you know, maybe getting ready for school, whatever. You can ask them a question. There's a point where mealtime, their time, bedtime. There's several different things that you can follow through with that where it makes it open to where you have an avenue to not only that they get the message on Sunday from myself, whoever else is teaching that particular Sunday, but they can take that and you as a parent can drive that home because they spend a majority of time with you still. Rather than me, they see me maybe 2 hours a week, maybe, if they're lucky. So their number one spiritual guide is still going to be you as a parent. And so we want to send these parent cues out to you to give you an opportunity to help grow them and continue that lesson that they learned on that Sunday.
So tell them, so again, and maybe many of them are getting those emails. So if they're not getting those emails, how do they get those? How do we start to get those?
Yeah. Number one, you can actually, if you have a smartphone, you can download the Parent Cue app, Q-U-E, Parent Cue app, and that will...
C-U-E, sorry.
C-U-E, did I say that? Yeah, I'm sorry, thank
you're
you.
Good, you're good.
C-U-E, or you can actually go to parentcue.org, so you can go to the website, or you can shoot me an email at steve.holt, H-O-L-T, at southbrook.org. And I will make sure I put you on the parent email
list.
Important. That way you'll make sure you get this email every week.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Steve. And again, man, all we're trying to do is equip you all. I mean, we know that. We also understand that, man, kids come in and they hear these messages and, man, something might hit home. But we also understand, man, there's so many things going on in their head that, man, they may forget that the next day. So having these cues to kind of cue you in the morning or during mealtime or when you're just in the car together going maybe to practice or whatever or even at bed, it's just a great way for you to carry that on. And again, just have a deeper, more meaningful conversations around Christ is really what it is. And so, yeah, we hope this will be a blessing to you and help you guys in that end. And so, yeah, I think that's it for our high school segment.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to add to that?
I just want to say, you know, I've been working with high school students for 6 months now, and they're just, your students are just great.
Yeah.
They I want to say they behave themselves. They're very respectful.
It's like a dad there.
They're very respectful.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And they listen, and they're very engaged in the worship. And so it's great to have them when they show up.
And then on top of that, you know, we've got an incredible group of volunteers, man. This church, we say this church would not exist without volunteers, incredible volunteers. And so we got, again, if you don't know what happens on Sundays, typically it's like 5:30 roughly to maybe 6, they hang out, play some games in the atrium, 9 square, hang out, community time. You'll go into the big room, go into the small theater where there'll be what, worship?
Worship.
Announcements,
some announcements,
games,
some game, a game, a worship fun, time. Right. Brian and the teenagers did a great job
Talk
with that.
Out, yep.
And then we'll have a lesson. At the end of the lesson, we'll something to eat. And
yep.
then they go straight to small groups where they get rehashed. And be able to talk through what they just learned.
Right,
with
in
the
their
small
own personal
leaders.
Life,
yeah,
right?
It's great.
And if you guys don't know that, and it's all new to you, the small groups are broken up by gender and grade. So, you know, we've got age groups. We've got 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. And then we have girls groups in each area and then boys groups in each area. And all led by volunteers. We have an incredible group of volunteers that make it happen. That really, you know, all this is about is multiplying ourselves. You've heard Charlie talk about that, that you know, the volunteers make it happen. They're even more boots on the ground with their small groups and students. And if you get a student that's not plugged in, we would encourage you to get that student plugged in.
Yeah.
And so, Steve, thank you. You guys will hear a lot from
great.
Steve going forward. This will be kind of the routine each week. And so, yeah, how'd you feel? First run, you know?
I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
You need a more comfy chair, but other than that,
it's all good, man.
Like, okay,
it's all good.
We'll work on that.
Keeps me focused here. But all right, well, I'm going to have Steve kind of hang around because I'm now going to go into my segment with middle school. And another thing that's also going to happen, you'll see this, is that the curriculum we use will sometimes overlap. Really, I mean, to be honest with you, the series he's in called Mine is very similar to the series that I'm about to tell you about for middle school because. What we'd like to do is have everyone kind of talking on the same things. Granted, my series is for middle school students, so the delivery of that and the application of that is different than high school. But it's the same thing, really, to be honest with you. The scripture focus, the bottom lines, you'll see that they're very similar. And so I just want to let you know a little bit about me, in case you guys don't know. My name's Eric Fleming. I have been at Southbrook, my gosh, it's now 4 years, I think, 4 years. Mm-hmm. As Steve kind of briefly mentioned this earlier, he's doing high school, but other things at Southbrook, man, we do quite a little bit of different things. While I am in middle school, I also kind of oversee high school and middle school. I came on here 4 years ago in Southbrook Kids, which is kind of cool because I've got the familiarity with all our areas. From birth all the way up through 12th. And so I was a part of Southbrook Kids, oversaw that for, man, was maybe about a year before Shane Hively moved out to the Marketing Communications Department, and I took his middle school, that position. And so, yeah, I've been doing that for 4 years. I'm married to Elizabeth Fleming, who's a longtime Southbrooker, formerly Elizabeth Wilkins.
How long have you been married?
You're gonna hit me down, bro. Let's see. My son is 9, I believe. Oh man, I'm in trouble, man. 10? 10 years?
You're welcome.
10 years? It'll be 11, March 11th. Don't hold me to that.
I'm
hopefully,
Elizabeth,
my wife's telling me. Oh, she's gonna be listening. It's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we've got that going on. I've got 3 kids, Brayden, who's 9, Addison, who's 6, and Carter, who's 2. So we're in the midst of all the fun of 2-year-olds. We're also in the midst of a preteen. I was just talking about that, our Florida vacation. So he's everything's cool or lame or, well, you know, we're hitting that stage right now. So we're having some fun with that.
My
right?
brother calls that the abyss.
The abyss.
So from That's the great. Time of like 13 yeah. to, you know, yeah. 21 now.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're having some fun there, learning as we go there as well. And so, yeah, right now I oversee high school, middle school, but I am consistently in middle school. That is my focus. I'm in there every weekend, oversee our team of volunteers and the programming and the events throughout the year. And again, our program is very similar to high school. It meets every Saturday night, 5:30 to 6:30 at the same time as service. We're in the small theater. And from the countdown, when the countdown ends, we have worship. Brian Greenlee, one of our key volunteers who organizes that, and students will be a part of that, as well as some adults as well. We'll lead our kids in some worship. I'll get up there and do announcements. We'll play some games. You'll see some of our high school students leading that, which is a really cool thing that we covet. We want to have a lot of our high school students involved with middle school. We love that kind of that cycle there. And so they may lead some games because we are unapologetic about having fun. We want a place where students want to come and have fun and bring their friends. And then also while they're here, get some truth. And so from our games, we'll go into a message. And that leads me to talking about what we're doing now, our series. Our series we're currently in is a 5-week series called Deep. Deep. And so really the goal of this and the focus of this is much like high school, taking middle school students taking their faith and going deeper with it. The imagery, obviously, of like deep sea diving, our graphics look a lot like that. That with deep sea diving, all the components of diving is super important if you want to have a successful deep sea dive, right? Scuba tank, the mask, the flippers. And in fact, this past week, our focus was God uses people to grow our faith and the importance of a support group, a healthy support group. And the imagery we use is of a deep sea diver that really, to be successful, the best way to do that is with a dive buddy. To have someone with you, right? It's better to go down with someone, right? If you're losing oxygen, right? To say, hey, I'm losing oxygen. Let's help me out. Yeah, help me out here. And so very much so with our faith. And so we really, and I asked some tough questions with them to really examine their circle of influence, the people in their lives. And you know this, we're all really have been shaped, a lot of us, by those in our lives who have influence over us, whether from a young age even to now as adults, that a lot of us have been gotten to where we are or the makeup of who we are based on those who have influenced us. And so we really question, hey, you know, students right now, think to yourselves, who is in your life? Who is influencing you? What does your circle of friends look like? And I challenge them to say, you know, is it a circle of friends that help you to become the best version of you, the best version that Jesus wants for you? Or is it a circle of friends that pulls you away? Essentially, if you're in a deep sea dive, are they taking your oxygen from you, right? And so really challenge them in that area. Like Steve mentioned earlier, the scripture verse for our series is the same one, that Matthew 7:24, where again, Jesus says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Again, the importance of, listen, it's not just about listening. I told the students, man, I know a lot of you say you follow Jesus and claim to follow Jesus, but your actions have got to really line up with that. And also your circle of influence, those around you, finding people in your life, and I love it. Jordan B. Peterson wrote that, just that, man, put people in your life that want what's best for you, that'll help you get there. And to be honest, he just said, cut everyone out. Like, I know that's blunt, but I was telling students, you know, I think back to, I mean, Steve, maybe you can talk on this as well. I think back to my adolescence, and I told the students, I said, think about every maybe dumb things you've done. Maybe your parents don't even know all those. The dumb things you've done, now picture that. Who's sitting with you? And for me, if my mom will be listening, she'll totally chime in on this. Because high school Eric, even middle school, I had a couple of friends that every time I was in trouble, it was the same two friends. Every time. Mm-hmm. I would come home and my mom would just be like, Eric, I've told you, every time you're together with them, something bad happens. And I've told you, you need to start removing them from your life. Like, be nice. I'm not saying be rude to them, but spending time with them and letting them influence you, things aren't going well. And so it got to the point where mom was like, you know what? I'm not even going to let you go out with them. Yeah. So Cindy Fleming's going to be listening
them your
right
friends,
now.
But they're not really your friends.
And so we challenged, you know, it's a great quote I heard. It's always been one I've used is, you show me your friends, I'll show you your future, right? You can speak to that, right?
Yeah.
That those that are in your life, whether, you know, we have so many things we got going on in our lives, our students do. Sports, school, home life, so many different things are going on, and their circle of influence may change from one area to the other, but the important thing is to put people in their life to help them be the best version that they can be.
Someone once told me that, my mind went, it just went.
It's gone.
In life, you will meet lots of acquaintances, but very few friends. And those friends that you meet will do one thing for you if they're truly your friends. They will challenge you spiritually. Because if they don't challenge you spiritually, they're gonna make you fall morally.
Right. So. And I think, especially with middle school and high school students both, it's super important. Like I told them, man, if you could grasp this idea right now, things will be super beneficial for you moving forward, having a circle of friends that help you not only become a better version of yourself, but grow in your faith.
Right.
And I know it's hard because we don't always think like that. We don't think, especially when we're young, we're not thinking like that. It's like, this is my basketball team. This is my friend, my social circle. This is friends in the neighborhood. I'm not thinking about, okay, how do they help me grow in my faith? And I know it's a hard thing. And I'm not saying like, you know, Bible thumping them or things like that, but find people that just, you know, essentially make wise choices when you're together.
Right.
And parents, the big thing there is I am huge on like vulnerability as a parent. You've heard me maybe on the stage talk about that. I'm big with my kids on vulnerability and just sharing times where, like, for me in my past, like on this, I would talk to a certain degree to my kids about, you know, how their dad has blown it when he's blown it with circle of friends, right? When I was young, right?
You're not perfect.
Right? We're not perfect. And so hopefully because of that, it's like this teaching moment and opens up discussion with my kids that maybe, oh wow, learn from my dad, my mom, whoever that. I mean, it is important for me to start paying attention to who I have in my life, to who I allow to speak into my life and influence me. I tell my son every day when I drop him off at school, we have this thing we go through every day. Make the wise decision, be kind, be encouraging, help others, make a difference whenever you can, and also mind those that you allow influence in your life. To be aware of that. Does it sink in? I have no idea. I have no idea. But it opens that up. And so for you parents that are listening, I would think a great way for you to carry on the conversation is just maybe it is, you know, just talking about friendships, talking about relationships, talking about maybe your experiences in this, right. Of times where you know this, we know this, that we've had one or two wrong people in our lives right. That didn't help us become the better version of ourselves. And grow in our faith, and I think it's a great thing to talk about.
Tell them about who your best friend is, and right. why are they your best friend?
Right.
And then, like you said, right. talk to them about those friends that they shouldn't have been your friends.
And parents, if you don't have great influencers in your life, maybe not talk about them. I'm just kidding.
You might need that help.
They're like,
right. It's a sermon for you also.
Right. And it's important for you to know, like, close people, there's close people in the lives of your kids right now influencing them. And it's important now to surround them with friends and others who will help them grow spiritually. It's so important. Because there are people in their lives right now that have influence. Think about that on a daily basis. Coaches, teachers, you parents, other adults maybe, other family members. And so I told them this week, I told them kind of the importance of, you know, thinking about their social circle right now. Think about it. Picture it. To take that all in. What's that circle look like? Again, does it help you become better or is it, pull you down, so to speak? And it's important to start maybe them influencing that circle or just straight up removing them from their lives. And I know it's hard because everything in their adolescent mind right now is about connection and belonging right. And kids in their lives. And
especially with middle schoolers because middle schoolers are concrete thinkers.
Absolutely.
It has a finality.
And you know, the changes that are going through them neurologically and psychologically at the time, the hormones, the change in their mind that's going on is that, you know, I want to belong to something. I want to connect to something. And so a lot of times those students will do things. You as parents may be pulling your hair out. I've pulled mine out. I have none anymore at times that, you know, that why is my kid doing this? Why are they making these decisions? And a lot of times is, man, they might not want to make that decision, but the social circle they're in and the need to belong, they're going to make that decision. So at the end of the day, that circle approves of them, accepts right. them, right? And so, man, it is a lot that we have to deal with parents. And so That's a big deal. And so to carry on that conversation, just, you know, at home, whether you have time with them around the dinner table, on the couch, in the car, talk about this a little bit. Talk about relationships. Talk about friendships specifically here. The circle of influence, the importance of that, of having that right, the right people in your lives. And maybe you guys can speak to that yourselves as parents, and they can hear from either your past and your vulnerability there and maybe the times you've blown it and the times that you've done great with it. And so they should hear that from you guys because, man, it goes a long way when you're vulnerable. I fully believe that. That's kind of what we're doing this week. We continue in this series this weekend as well. And so it's a 5-week series. And I didn't mention this earlier, but every series that comes out, this is really cool. I was talking with a parent today, in fact, Shane Hively, we were talking about this today, that he does this with his kids, that every series that comes out, the YouVersion Bible app puts out a reading plan with it. It is super cool that it goes along with our series. So like, for example, this is a 5-week series. And so the YouVersion Bible app has a 25-day reading plan, I believe. And you can find it real easy. If you don't have the app, download it, but you can search it and you can just search the series name. For example, our series is Deep. So you could search Deep Series and it'll pull up. Generally, it's normally the first hit it'll pull up. And you can follow that. And I think it'd be really cool as a family if you're doing that together. And listen, it doesn't take 5 minutes. It's like a scripture verse you can read together, some application of what the week we're in and what we're talking about, and then you can go.
You don't have to be a biblical scholar to
right.
do it.
None of us are, right? Really, to be honest, we're all still learning. And so he was just telling me this morning that how he does it with his family. It's been a great thing. Sweet. It's a great thing to start the day on the right foot, right? And so maybe that's something that could be helpful for you guys at home. I definitely think it would be. And maybe, again, maybe it's on a drive where you just take time to share a story with your student about someone who has impacted your faith and influenced your spiritual growth. That could be a huge thing for them. And it's just great to have these conversations. And so check that out. Download the Bible app. Do that. I think it'd be great in your families. And have these discussions. Important circle of influence is everything. I totally believe, especially from middle school to high school, it is a big deal. And so, you know, a lot of times our kids are not with us most of the day. They're at school. And so to build these healthy habits of looking hard at their circle of influence now, so hopefully they can live that out and apply that when they're at school all day long, all day long. So thanks. And at that, that's epic. That's high school and middle school. We covered that. That's
right.
And so Steve, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great.
It's great having you. All right, now we're going to transition to Southbrook Kids, which I'm excited about. Everyone gets to meet our Southbrook staffers and hear what's going on in our 3rd through 5th and K through 2nd rooms. And so I want to bring in one of my good buds here, because it's one of my Michigan buddies, Michelle Cornish. Michelle Cornish oversees K through 2nd. How are we doing, Michelle?
Doing good. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing good. This is fun, right?
It's lots of fun.
So it's, I feel this. Is there a hint of sarcasm in there?
No,
is there
not
a little
at all.
Okay. So somebody's getting, you know, you guys are getting your first taste of production. We're getting some podcasting out there. I know Carrie Shrewsbury is super excited about it, and we're going to have a good time. It's going to be fun,
right? We're overjoyed with excitement right now.
This is fun. And so, hey, let's do this. We did this with Steve and myself as well. You know, tell everybody, again, assume that none of our listeners know who you are. That's how we did that with Steve and myself. Michelle Cornish, tell us about yourself, your family, how long you've been at Southbrook.
So I've been at Southbrook, probably close to 8 years overall.
Okay.
Started just as a regular attendee.
Mm-hmm.
And after about a year of that, I got involved volunteering in SB Kids.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And so served mostly on Saturday nights, sometimes on Sundays, but basically was with the 2 and 3 year olds every other weekend or so, kind of like that. And that kind of picked up more and more, and made some connections with some of the staffers here, and made some friendships, and just kind of kept building from there. Came on part-time and then turned full-time. So,
right. How long have you been on staff here?
I think about 3 years.
That's right.
Give or
that's
take.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. What a cool, I mean, that's a great story right there. You started not only as an attendee, but then volunteering, and you were in there. Man, I remember you being in there a ton. I was like, man, you know. Corny, I always call her Corny, Michelle Corny. So you guys would be like, oh, he's really mean to her.
probably not.
You know, you were always in there, you know, helping out, leading the rooms, and it's just a natural segue, man, when to get involved and jump in with Southbrook Kids and what we're doing. So it's been a blast, and you love Michigan, so that's always a great
thing.
True,
yes,
right?
I do.
You know,
love
we have to deal.
Right?
We have to deal with all the flaming arrows from our Buckeye friends on a daily basis.
There are quite a few.
Right? And so, how about this? Tell us about your family. Tell them a little bit about your family.
I am married. My husband is Brian. We are a blended family, so he has two boys, Brady and Chase, who are 8 and 10, and my daughter Eulalia, who is also 8.
Yeah, Eulalia. She's fun. She's fun.
Spunky little kid.
Yeah, my Addie loves her. They're buds. That's great. Okay, so let's do this. Like we did, you know, we shared kind of what's going on in our room. Why don't you do this? How about you walk our listeners through kind of what the program is like? Like, kind of paint the picture of if they were to come in at the beginning, what goes on from the beginning to the end in K through 2nd for their kids.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's a really fun classroom. It's kind of cool the way it's set up, because as you walk up to the room, you've got these humongous glass windows. So you can just see into everything, which is really inviting. There are lots of different parts of the classroom to do different activities. We've got basketball, we've got Lego tables, we've got big giant rolls of paper that hang on the walls so that it looks like you're coloring on the walls. It's really fun. Got some air hockey. We do have coloring stations where you can hang up your artwork for everyone to see.
Cool.
So it's a lot of fun to just come in and have your free time at the beginning of class for, you know.
I think that's definitely one of the coolest things about all our spaces is that, man, you can tell that our kids, for the most part, love coming back, love coming because it's a fun area. It's a fun place to be.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big things that is kind of like one of our focus points is to make these fun, super appealing, attractional places that when the kids are leaving, they're not saying, I don't want to be back here. I don't want to be back here. I want to come back. And if it's anything to play basketball or color on the walls, that's a great thing, right? That's a good thing, right?
And we have bunches of individual toys as well, dollhouses and race car tracks and all kinds of stuff. And my daughter used to always like have a certain one that she would like and would hide it and see if it was there the next week or something, you know. It's always fun to see if it was still there or not. So that's the beginning part of class, you know. Mm-hmm. About 5 minutes into the hour, class gets started, and we, you know, have fantastic hosts, teachers of the classroom. And
volunteers again.
Yes, right? all volunteers and my class is super, super lucky to have a lot of the same people every week. So you get the same faces, and they get to make those connections with those kids. And
super, a huge blessing, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
So... let's see, they usually start off with like the rules of the classroom and going over, you know, what's important and what they, you know, making sure no one leaves the room without a volunteer with them, stuff like that, going over all the rules of the class.
Absolutely.
And then into...
they go through their announcements, right?
Like different, weekly announcements, giving time, going over, you know, what tithing is and stuff like that.
That's cool.
We also have the worship crew that comes through.
So, tell them a little about that. Tell them, who makes up the worship crew?
Job. That's another part of my job. I oversee the worship crew, which is older kids, the kids third grade and above, who travel around from room to room, leading the three worship songs that are in each class. So younger kids have, you know, younger songs, and the older kids have a lot livelier, active songs that the kids wear out.
More action and arms and legs.
A lot more jumping and clapping and everything, and very upbeat songs that the kids will just sing constantly. Those songs stick in your head, and they're really fun. So that's at the beginning of the hour as well, and it really... I mean, all the kids get up and get into it, so it's a lot of fun.
They totally do. Yeah.
So then it's really into the lesson, and you know, each month there's usually, you know, there's a topic for the month, and each week is a different Bible story that, you know, ties to that month. So.
Absolutely. You guys got videos you use. You got great hosts, and you know, they have three services as well that they're doing, and almost with every time slot, whether it's Saturday night or 9:30 or 11:30. For the most part, you have the same host almost every time. Not only volunteers, but almost the same person.
Pretty regularly, right? Yes. And then we have a list of like regular subs as well for somebody who's out of town. So we've got it's very similar faces there every single week.
It's really cool because, you know, you can hear them. You know, I'll drop Addison off in there, but you can hear the volunteers like saying hi with. To the first, hi, Addie.
Oh my gosh, it's all first name basis. Jeff,
whatever it is, they know. It's just really cool to have that sense of belonging connection.
They recognize that it's somebody new. Hey, is it your first time? Yeah. And if the staffer's walking in there, is like, yeah, this is their first time. They're, oh my gosh, they're so great about welcoming into the classroom and pointing out all the fun different things that they can do. And
it's a great place for sure. It's great. And why don't you let everybody know a little bit about kind of what you do? So Steve did that. I did it a little bit. Like, what is... You know, you oversee K through second. What does that kind of look like? Can you somewhat, you don't have to get all the details, but can you paint that a little bit for the week? I know, you know, I always shared a lot of how we work like 2 months in advance.
Right, we're always 2 months in advance.
Right,
yes.
Which is amazing. I don't think many of our people don't know what it takes or what we're doing. I think it goes a long way to share.
Right, in my brain, Easter's like next week. So
it's so true. I remember doing that myself where I'm like, man, the calendar is a complete mystery. I'm like lost in it.
Right.
So yeah, share kind of a little bit what you do.
So yeah, we're always 2 months in advance to make sure everything's, you know, set and ready. That's more of just a preparation thing.
Right.
But it's, you know, tailoring the curriculum to how we want it to sound and the flow of the class and how we want it to go, making sure that the games correspond, you know, because there's at the end of the lesson, we always do a game that, you know, incorporates whatever the bottom line was or the main point, you know, to try and tie everything all together. So it's creating that. It's taking, you know, what the curriculum that we have and editing it and writing it and making it fit for our class.
It's a lot of work for
it's fun. And I get, you know, I've got my own kiddos at home to test it out on. And if I can't
decide,
I'm always like, hey, come over here. Do you like this one better or this one?
That's a fantastic thing.
So, yeah, there's a lot of decisions.
Get some testing there going on, right? That's great.
Made for my own kids. Yeah, it's fun.
It is for sure. And so what we did with our segments as well is share a little bit. I know, like, the series you're in, I think, did you guys kick off with this at the beginning of January, this new series that you're doing right now?
Mm-hmm. Where January is about self-control.
Self-control. So, see, that's great. And what's the name of the series? What's it called? So, like,
Operating system.
Operating systems. Great.
So, yeah, they kind of have...
Self-control. My gosh, is that not needed, huh?
I know, right? And all the examples as you're, like, writing this, like, do you ever have a problem with picking at your brother and sister? I'm like, oh my gosh, the examples that are overflowing my brain.
Right? It's so funny. We have that discussions all the time with Addison and Braden's, like, man, you guys, self-control, because, right, they'll sit down, and if, you know... They could sit down with a whole box of Oreos, and self-control never comes to mind when you have something like that sitting there, right? You'll just eat all of it, and all of a sudden, oh, my belly, like, not that this happens, but, like, I'll just eat and eat until I'm going to get sick, right?
Absolutely.
Self-control is a huge...
I don't have self-control when it comes to that. I'm not expecting my kids
to. It's so true. So true. And so that's great, a whole series on self-control. And so, like we did, share a little bit about what they learned. And again, I know... I shared with our listeners that we didn't have church this past Sunday. And so really what Carrie and Michelle are going to share with us is week one, which is actually the January 5th and 6th weekend. So they're going to share what went on in those rooms and kind of what the focus was. So go ahead, Michelle.
So the title that week was The City with Broken Walls. It comes from the book of Proverbs. And They introduce what self-control is right from the beginning so that they know that it's choosing to do what you should even when you don't want to.
Right.
So the awesome part about the curriculum that we have is, you know, some of the stuff we talk about is really heavy. Mm-hmm. The words that we try to pick to make it so that they can understand it.
For sure. Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of things that I read and I'm like, I don't understand that.
Right.
You know, when you're talking about books in the Bible. Yeah. It's very,
we're always
very
learning,
heavy.
For sure.
The words that you choose can make that a lot easier for kids to understand. Right. So,
and so if you guys don't know that verse that they focus on is Proverbs 25:28, and it just says a person without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. I mean, if that's not just a great scripture verse for sure, because that's very much what I think a lot of us can attest to, that self-control is really hard. And when we don't have that, the proper barriers up, it's like we have none. It's like walls that have fallen down and our city's just waiting to be like ransacked. It's kind of that image that Solomon's getting at there. And so what is, you know, that was the focus, self-control, city with broken walls. Is there something like one thing that kind of, what was that bottom line, if you would, the one sentence for that week? Like, I know we shared in our areas that there's like this one sentence or one line that we really want our students to drill into their heads when they leave, what they're thinking about.
Right, so we call it the main point.
Main point,
and
right.
It was doing what you should can keep you safe.
Doing what you should, man, if that's absolutely right. I mean, doing what you should can keep you safe. And what is there that... the parents can kind of help to continue that conversation. Maybe it's, you know, I know it's different from high school and middle school to K through second. I get that. But do you have some things that, you know, they can touch on, whether it's in the morning time with their kids or maybe around a meal or in the car?
Yeah, there's all different kinds of questions and things that you can ask to bring up during different times of the day. The title of the series, like you said, was called The Operating System. And a suggestion about that is like, how can you update your operating system, you know, by whether it be with prayer or, you know, just discussing things together with, you know, an older sibling or an adult in the family. So,
absolutely. That's so true. And so, like we said, you know, parents in our high school, middle school segments, that you can even start when they're young, being kind of a little sense of vulnerability with them, like, you know, understanding and sharing that self-control is hard. It's hard. It's hard in our daily life as adults and parents. We understand that. And so we know it's just as hard, if not harder, as a young kid who's just trying to figure out emotions and what's, you know, all those type of things. So learning to talk with them and read through scripture and pray with them is key, because it starts to build those disciplines into their lives that hopefully will help to shape when it comes to self-control and things like that. There's another verse that I love that you shared with me that came with this series, 2 Peter 1:3. It says, God's power has given us everything we need to lead a godly life. And so it's just really cool, right? I don't know if that's like from your experiences with Eulalia and the boys, like, do you have some things? Is there any things that you guys kind of do to help kind of instill some of these things? Maybe it's prayer, maybe it's discussions. I don't
know. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, when we have to separate them because they aren't showing self-control,
right.
Just the other day, you know.
It's an everyday occurrence,
room,
probably.
Right, and it's all the time. But I had to go into a room and say, you know, you're not up here because you're in trouble. You're up here because you just need time to think about this.
That's good.
And you just need time
process
away.
Process this, yes.
Yeah, so let's talk about it and
that's
let's,
good.
You know, think this through. And so starting with, you know, you're not in trouble, but I could just notice that you needed that help.
Right.
Cool. So, yeah.
That's great.
And we definitely turn to prayer a lot when things are
for
out
sure.
of control because
sure.
it's not in our control.
That's true. Very true. Good stuff. And so there you go. Southbrook families, K through second, they are talking on self-control. And again, just like our areas, you can download this Parent Q app and you'll have some things in there that can help some discussions and some maybe activities as well at home. But that's why we're doing this. We're doing this to help you guys understand what's going on in the rooms, and maybe you can continue these conversations at home as well. So thank you, Michelle Corney.
Sure, glad to be here.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Go Blue.
And go
absolutely,
Blue, yes.
Right. Thank you. And let's we're going to transition and bring Carrie in here. Carrie Shrews, here we go. All right, and now we have Carrie Shrewsbury. Normally, we refer to her as the Shrews around here. She's awesome. She leads our third through fifth grade areas. And so I'm just excited to have her here and for you guys to get to know her more. And so that's kind of her focus. So hello, Carrie.
Hi, Eric.
How are we doing?
Good. A little nervous.
I know you are. You're
it's
super excited
like
about
speaking.
This. Right. Yeah. It's interesting how it's like these different things are different for different people. Like, I never knew that podcast would be super like this. I was just telling Jake, who's producing and editing and all, doing all this for us, that how relaxed I feel doing it. Like, and you're
yeah.
like,
yeah,
super, super excited about it.
Yes, right? very.
But you come prepared. That's great. Like, I told Carrie, she's going to get live open. It's not going to embarrass her. I kind of gave her kind of what we're going to do and things to prepare for it. So she has it all written out, even like the writing. She wrote out, like, about herself, which cracks me up in case you forget how many kids.
Yes,
I know. In the
yes,
midst of nerves, it's easy to forget.
Yeah, might have to look it up. Yeah.
Right. And so Carrie oversees third through fifth. And kind of like with high school and middle school, I shared this earlier, that our areas and what we're talking on in those two spaces oftentimes are the same thing. It's just it has some different application and the way we deliver that information to like middle school and high school. But the series are kind of the same. And that's the same here, like K through second. And third through fifth talk on the same thing. But again, it's different for the older groups and the younger groups, but they're all talking on the same thing, which I think is really cool. And so, Carrie, why don't you share with our listeners, like I told Michelle, they may not know who you are. So just share with them a little bit about yourself, your family, how long you've been at Southbrook, things like that.
Sure. Well, I've been married almost 19 years now.
Well, you nailed that. You did better than me already. You're already off to a great start.
We have three kids, a dog, and the newest member of our family
right?
is a bunny named Ollie.
Buddy,
so
right.
We were very excited about him.
Right.
I'm originally from Maine, and when I was mm-hmm. 18, I joined the Air Force and got stationed
wow.
in San Antonio, Texas,
awesome.
Where I met my husband,
cool.
who was also stationed there. From there, I separated once we had kids, and he stayed in the Air Force.
Okay.
And so we got to do a lot of traveling. We went to New Jersey. We went to Turkey.
Been all over the place.
Virginia, Montana, and then here.
Fantastic. Then here.
Yeah. And
well, hopefully you're going to stay a little bit longer, right?
Yeah. Well, two
right.
years ago, my husband retired.
Right.
And then, and then the kids were so happy and well-adjusted here that we decided to stay.
Right. Yeah. Without moving them around, right?
So what was really cool was the first weekend we moved here, our neighbors told us about Southbrook.
That's
and
cool.
Told us if we were looking for a church to come here. And so that first weekend we were here, we came, we loved it, and
That's
been
awesome.
Our church home ever since.
That's awesome.
And I got started volunteering at the Welcome Counter in SBK.
That's right.
I got hired on to do the Liberty campus.
Yeah, which
so.
Is not there yeah. anymore.
Yes,
super
yes.
sad,
so,
right? But
so,
you were doing this
yes.
for Liberty,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was the kids director there
absolutely.
At Liberty, and when that went away, luckily they hired me.
Absolutely.
Here.
Smart move. And so, yeah, it's a similar story Michelle shared that's really cool that it started off with attending and volunteering, and then mm-hmm. man, jumped right in on staff, and it's a cool thing. It's been fun having you here and share with them. I know you shared you had three kids. We let how old? What's their names?
Let's okay.
See, this is the one. This is where it tripped me up.
Let me look at my notes.
Let me look at my notes. Awesome. See, this is good to be prepared. There you go.
Okay, so my son Tyler is 18. Yep. He just graduated from high school last year. He's in college now. Yeah. I have a daughter who's 14, Morgan, and she is a freshman in high school.
Yep.
And then our youngest, who was our surprise, is seven years old, little Ella, and she's in
So they're spread
second
out
grade.
Everywhere because
so,
of that, right?
Yeah.
Super great family. Yeah. They're super That's involved. Fun. Morgan's in our high school ministry at her in middle school, and Ella's here. Precious, precious Ella. They're all precious, but and that girl cracks me up. And so, yeah, so you've got them spread out. So you've got college, you've got high school, and you've got elementary. Jeez, you got them all. So you can speak to all of it, right? You can give us all the wisdom.
Yeah.
I need it. So that's cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now let everyone know. Let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about the program. Quick about third through fifth. Like sure. Michelle did this as well. Kind of give us like a snapshot from when you come in to when you leave. What's this like? And I know a little bit of that's going to be similar to K through second, but why don't you share with them?
So the first, like Michelle, the first 5 or 10 minutes is just concentrated on welcoming the kids into the classroom. Right. We have a variety of things set up for them to do.
Gaga.
There's the Gaga ball. There's we have a whiteboard table. We have board games. We now have basketball in the new room.
Which my son is super excited about.
Yeah, a lot of the kids are. Yeah. We have foosball, air hockey. And we also have couches if they just want to come in and
chill,
sit down.
Take a nap.
chill out. So after about 10 minutes into the service, we call them over to sit in front of the stage, and the host begins the lesson time. So every week we go over a monthly verse, which we encourage them to memorize.
Yep.
We have a key question that's different every week designed to get them thinking more deeply about the topic.
Yep.
We also have a life application. Like I think Michelle mentioned, January is all about self-control.
It's the same thing for you guys.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And that stays the same all month long. And so after we go over those, we incorporate a game or an activity. It's often related to the topic, but sometimes it's just designed to get them interacting and having
fun.
A good
laugh.
Time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want them to meet friends and have fun and want to come back.
Absolutely.
So after the game, we start our main lesson. Sometimes we go over Bible stories. Sometimes we break down a single verse, but we always try to make it relevant to this day and age.
That's great.
There's also a video we show every week, and that kind of sums up everything we talked about.
Right.
And then we go over our key question that we talked about. At the end, if time permits, at the end, we break into small groups.
This is really cool.
We get them, we give them a list of discussion questions, and we encourage them to dive a little bit deeper into the topic at hand.
Yeah.
And then the last few minutes of every service, they have a few more minutes of free time. So even though you drop your kid off and it looks like they're doing the exact same thing when you pick them up, it's not.
And that's why we're doing this, right?
Gone into the hour.
That's absolutely. And that's a lot of your role is that, right? Like,
right.
And you prepare that, you lay all that out. And so, you know, you spend a good amount of your time laying out that hour to make it as advantageous to our kids as possible. So,
correct.
Yeah. And it's a great thing. That's fantastic. And yours is similar. Would you say you have a pretty strong contingent of volunteers, right? That are there almost at the same service each time, that get to know the kids, get to know their names and things like that, right?
Yes. Right. Yes. We have a real good set of hosts that kind of rotate, and they know the kids and the kids know them.
They do such a great job. And I love talking to Carrie about this because I've got my son, Braden, is in this space, and he loves it. I love when he comes out every time. I talk with him, like, how was it? And, you know, we've got all the teachers down for the most part, Ray, John, Katie. Tell me if I'm missing my Erica. Wilson.
Ray.
And so he'll leave, right? It's good. He leaves, and he loves it. And I think it's really cool that you have those different voices because they all do such a great job, but they deliver it in their own different way that is so applicable to them. And I know my kid loves it. And, of course, man, who doesn't love basketball and activities and you know, what Gaga Ball. We got to tell them mm-hmm. what Gaga Ball is. Like, they're probably like, what the heck did they just say? Did Eric, like, choke on something? Gaga Ball? Like, yeah, if you don't know, what tell them what a little bit. Do you know? She's like, don't ask me about Gaga Ball. It's just this octagon in the middle of the room or whatever. How many sides is it? 5, 6, whatever. It's like 5 or 6 sides. And literally, if you dropped your kid off or if you picked up, you know what Gaga Ball is. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, it's like this game where they all descend upon it. They all get in, and there's a ball on the ground that they're slapping at each other and trying to get each other out, like this weird dodgeball type game. It's weird, but they love it. And so, man, our kids love this place. And if you're checking this out and you've never, you know, dropped your kid off in the 3rd through 5th room, you are missing out on an awesome environment and an awesome time in there. So you got to do that. All right, let's do this, Carrie. So we've all kind of shared the content of the weekend before, and we do know that, you know, like Sunday was canceled because of snow and all that. Mm-hmm. So why don't you share with them kind of what you guys talked about that first week, that January 5th and 6th weekend? What is it that the kids in that space, y'all were talking about?
Sure.
And I know we're talking about self-control, but...
Right. Yep. All January self-control, mm-hmm. Which is choosing to do what you should even when you don't want to.
Right.
Our memory verse for this month, I think you mentioned earlier, is Peter 1:3.
Yep.
God's
Go
power
ahead.
Has given us everything we need to lead a godly life.
Great.
So this past weekend, we started off by reminding them who Solomon is and how he wrote most of Proverbs. And we spent most of the time dissecting the verse from Proverbs 25:28.
Great verse.
Which states, and again, you might have mentioned this earlier.
You're good.
Okay, which states a person without self-control is like a city whose walls are broken through. Mm-hmm. So we talked about how in ancient times, in ancient cities, they didn't have organized law enforcement or safety cameras or crime watch programs. Instead, they built huge walls around the cities to keep out the danger and trouble.
Yep.
And we then discussed that just like it would be really important in the ancient world to walk around the city walls and look for weak spots, it's equally important for us to understand ourselves and where the weak spots are in our walls.
Oh, that's great.
Other words, where are we most likely to struggle with self-control? Is it in what we do or what we say? Is there a particular way we struggle? Then we kind of wrapped up by asking our key question, when do you lose control? Mm. Where are the weak spots in your own wall?
Yeah, that's great. That is great stuff. And, I mean, you need to look no further than the Gaga Ball pit to see how well self-control
right.
is being maintained.
Right. Yes.
It's so good. I mean, that is great stuff. And like that, man, you know, in that space, there's that question to get them to think. Because around this time, and I can speak to this because when I came on to Southbrook, this was my focus. Actually, it was a 4th and 5th grade program we created and started at that time. And then it has changed into this 3rd through 5th space. And around this time, we're wanting them to start actively thinking for themselves kind of about, mm-hmm. you know, about their actions, about this faith thing and some of these things. And so that's why this space, instead of the bottom line, like you heard, and the other segments, this space has this question to get them to think. Because they really are, and maybe you know this with your kids, they're very analytical. They start to look into things of how things work and how things operate. So this is why they had this question. So that question was, say that again for them to hear it. What was that question for the week? What is it?
When do you lose control?
When do you lose control? So that's a great thing right there, parents, as we talk about continuing the conversation at home, and you can ask that question again to your kids, mm-hmm. right? And like we've shared that, the vulnerability is, again, key to talk about, man, like for me, I talk about that with my kids. Like if we were talking on this as well, like, you know, daddy loses control sometimes as mm-hmm. well. And you know, it's really hard to constantly be mindful about being under control, whether it's your emotions or your actions. And it's just really good stuff. And so what are some things that you see or know that our parents can continue this at home, like the discussions with their kids?
Sure. Well, we also told them in the classroom, which parents should remind their kids too, that the first thing when you feel yourself losing control, the first thing you should do is stop and ask God for help and pray.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
So that's a huge reminder to
absolutely.
Let your kids know.
That's great. Take a pause and
Yeah. And just remind them to remember that, you know, everyone benefits when we practice self-control. You can discuss a time when you lost control or maybe what you struggle with. Yep. Maybe it's patience or binge watching Netflix.
Right, which we all,
you know, for me, it's Starbucks.
It's Starbucks, right? There you go.
And maybe you could tell them how or what you do to combat it.
Yep.
I think it's reassuring for our kids to know that we're not perfect either.
Absolutely.
And we need God's help.
It's huge. Too. It's funny you bring this up. You know, my son's in this space, and literally this morning, I come down the steps, and my wife has that kind of look on her face. I'm like, what's up? What's going on? She goes, Braden this morning. And so he is like all in on Legos right now. His thing is Ninjago. He loves Ninjago, which if you haven't seen the movie, it's absolutely hysterical. I had no idea what this show was about or anything. Fantastic. Anyway, he's got like all for Christmas and everything. He wants all the Lego sets. So he's putting together this massive like 2,500 piece ship is what it is from Ninjago. And he does all this stuff. It amazes me. But he's doing this all on his own. This morning, he's like lost self-control because he kept trying to put this piece on and pieces were falling off. She said he just lost it. Mm-hmm. And I drove him to school this morning. I was like, bud, like, I get it. It's frustrating. Here's the thing. Like, ask for help. Like, you're not doing this by yourself. Like, ask for help. And so maybe that's what it is. Just getting them to understand that, man, you're not in this by yourself. Just take a break, take a pause. Control your emotions and say, all right, I need to ask for help sometimes. Yep. So, man, Carrie Shrews, you killed this. What are you so nervous about? Everybody's going to be like, she sounds like a pro. We want more Shrews.
Yeah,
we want more Shrews.
Okay.
She said, okay.
Let's not get carried away. I'll see you next month.
Awesome, right. And so there you go. This is our first run of For the Family. I hope it was a blessing to you. And again, all we're trying to do is partner better with you to get you to hear everything going on in our spaces, that maybe you can continue conversations at home. Maybe you can share stories yourself. I don't know, maybe learn some things yourself. I have no idea. All we want to do is just equip you and resource you the best we can to have these more meaningful conversations at home on the things that we're doing on the weekend. Again, all of this is to help our kids and students live like Jesus. That's all we want to do. And so we thank you for your time. And tune in each week on Wednesdays as we will continue this thing going forward. Thank you all.